Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I'm Lucy. We're here with the student special hour. Ola's waving at me from the studio. We're here for the student special hour, and we're here with some lovely ladies from the Bike Kitchen who just introduced themselves, and now I'm completely forgetting their names. Can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Leanne.
And I'm Christina.
Fantastic. It's so good to have you guys in the studio. How are you doing this morning?
Good. We were actually, just joking. This is the first time I think we've showed up for work on time in weeks.
Yeah, and then I'm late. And I'm the one that's late. You know, someone's got to be, otherwise it's not a Friday, right?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So we'll jump right in. Just sort of let everybody know what is, you guys part of the Bike Co-op or the Bike Kitchen? That could be the first question. that's the first question everyone asks, especially when we're in the student executive, because someone would be like, "Oh, like, have you talked to the Bike Kitchen?" I was like, "I've talked to the Bike Co-op," and they're like, "What do you?" But I don't know what the difference is, and so if you want to maybe kind of touch a little bit on that.
Totally. So I'm actually the communications coordinator for the Bike Co-op, and Leanne works for the Bike Kitchen, the former manager. And so the difference, I guess, would be you could think of the Bike Co-op handles all the programs that happen in the Bike Kitchen. And then the Bike Kitchen is the actual shop.
Physical side.
Yeah.
Okay, that does clear that up a little bit.
Yeah. The Co-op is like actually a student club. It does a lot of advocacy work and sort of those sorts of things. It manages, like advocacy programs, outreach, a lot of the legal representations that we have in the AMS and with UBC at large, whereas the Bike Kitchen is like physically a bike shop. And so people and we are sort of fiscally separated. And so the Bike Kitchen, we're bike mechanics. We do all the fixing and the teaching and things like that. But we work very closely together, and often the separation is confusing to everybody.
Yeah. Especially because the names are quite similar, too. So, and I think that's why, because people are expecting when the events happen in the Bike Kitchen, then I think, oh, that's the Bike Kitchen. So one's sort of the physical side, and one's more like the conceptual side, almost.
We're addressing our branding concerns.
Currently. That's good to know. So maybe the confusion has gone far enough, I think.
Yeah. Working on it.
Especially now that that you're still in the old sub, how has that been?
I think it's been confusing for a lot of people. We have had a lot of people sort of come by the co-op office, which is now not in the Bike Kitchen, wondering where the Bike Kitchen is, thinking that it's moved to the new sub. And apparently there seems to be a rumor that it's in the new sub. It's still in its old space. Kind of out of the way now, which is a bit of a problem.
A couple clubs that got a little abandoned, I think, in the process. How do you guys feel still being in the old sub? It's lonely, you said.
It can be a little lonely. It's, I don't know, it's interesting. I think it's working out well. I mean, I sort of understand why we're there. We were originally expecting to move in the spring, but now that, I guess, plans for the old building have changed a lot, the renovations that are going to happen to that building are, I guess, going to be a lot more extensive than they originally were, which is why we can't move yet, because our space will actually have a lot more will change. So we'll have to actually, I guess, get out of the building for a while. But because everything's up in the air, we're just sort of going to hang out.
Yeah.
It's definitely required us to change our long-term planning quite a bit, because we've just been holding steady, expecting to have a new space. And now we're suddenly realizing we're going to be in our current space for 2 more years and having to address some infrastructure issues and just sort of upgrading that space and just making it livable for a few years.
It's interesting the way that they've done this. I was talking to Sprouts. They came in for a PSA. And their volunteer coordinator, and she was like, they're expecting us to go move to a food truck. She's like, we're a sustainable, organic, vegetarian, vegan, grassroots organization, and they want us to move to a food truck. Like, she's like, this is hilarious, almost. Like, hilarious because it's so disgusting, almost. But, so there's just, she's like, we're going to have to be running all day. Like, everything that we work towards is going to be almost counteracted.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's some of the long-term movement options that they're giving these clubs are just not quite viable and not really quite syncing up with people's kind of mandates and what they want to do with their space. So it's a bit unfortunate, a bit of a shuffle.
Yeah. I guess it's hard to sort of be told what is going to happen as opposed to being asked in a certain way. At the same time, I know that Christina and I both came in quite recently. So like this whole thing of moving, and like we'll probably be in portables for a few years, which is going to be very exciting to run a bike shop out of portables. But at the same time, like that, I've only worked at the Bike Kitchen since last January. I came in as an interim manager to replace the outgoing manager, Lucas. He managed for about 5 years, and then left to open his own shop. But so I just came into this expectation. I'm like, okay, this has just been part of the reality of me working here. Dealing with this.
Yeah.
So it's okay. I think we will do well. We'll do fine.
Yeah.
But it's just a kind of trying to keep on top of what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And these changes that are going to be happening.
Yeah.
And so we kind of almost skipped over. We did say the differences between the Bike Kitchen and the co-op, but can you explain a little bit about what they do in their own states?
Sure. Do you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. So
that's Christina talking about the co-op, by the
way. Yeah. So
now reporting from. Yeah.
Like, as Leanne said, the Bike Co-op is technically a student club. So we have a board of directors that are all students, and then we have a couple staff. So basically, we do a lot of cycling advocacy around campus as well as in Greater Vancouver. We're also involved, we do some outreach, so both on campus and at farmers markets during the summer, we give people free tune-ups and do sort of cycling outreach in the sense, giving out bike maps and stuff. And then we run a bunch of volunteer programs, so teaching people bike mechanics is what we're all about. For example, people can come in and volunteer at the Bike Kitchen, learn bike mechanics, fix up our campus bike share that we have. It's another big project that we run, as well as we run some courses that people can pay for and get a bit more of a structured knowledge around bike mechanics.
Mm-hmm. And that bike share, that's the yellow and purple.
Purple and yellow bike
purple
share,
and
yeah.
Everybody's seen those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty fun. They're proud bike, Bike Kitchen, because don't they have the like flags or something that say like... Some of them do.
Yeah, some of them have some flags. And we're actually going to be having our own designated bike racks in the new year with some signage. So hopefully they'll get even more visible. Yeah.
More attention. Mm-hmm. And they're quite cute. I mean, if you're going to roll around on a bike, might as well be purple and yellow. Yeah, that's fantastic. And you run, and through the, maybe it's through the co-op, that you run the purple and yellow bike like fix up? Or is that?
Totally. So that's one of the volunteer programs I mentioned. Every Tuesday from 6 to 9, people can drop in, and they don't have to have any mechanical experience, but basically we fix up bikes for our bike share, we build new bikes for our bike share, we feed you free pizza, and learn bike mechanics. Yeah.
If you want to get people to do anything... You give them free pizza.
That's pretty much our motto. Like, we don't do programs without pizza.
Yeah.
Volunteers always get free pizza.
Like yes. That's
yeah, that, always.
That's just a smart life rule.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah. Where if you want anyone to do anything, food is almost always the answer.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so then do you want to elaborate a little bit more on the Bike Kitchen?
Sure. Yeah. So the Bike Kitchen is not technically a student club. It's a program, a project, I guess, of the AMS. So it has its own sort of ambiguous identity. So we operate, we have a manager and we have staff. And then we sort of share in spirit the board of directors of the bike co-op. Like we talk to them and like get guidance and report back on what we're doing. And then so the Bike Kitchen operates, yes, as a community bike shop. So it's student run, student funded. If you have looked at your student fees and didn't opt out, you probably paid $1 towards the AMS bike co-op. So that was towards Christina's half
so
of the project.
So selfish, guys.
Yeah.
I think ours is $1.50, and I'm just, the first week is my least favorite. I just sit in the lounge and I just growl at the people who come in and opt out. I'm like, I really appreciate that things are expensive, but there is community initiatives that are just so cool, and you don't have to love them to know that someone else will.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, anyways.
Totally.
Just my own little life.
I understand that. I just think it's my thing. I'm like, you're going to a lot of trouble for your dollar.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's
a dollar is not worth a lot these days.
I'm
sweet, sweet
very
inflation.
Lazy as a person.
Yeah.
So if that's like... Like, if someone's like, you have to, like, run over there to get a dollar, I'll be like, I'd happily just sit here.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
sit
here
pay
for a dollar.
To
sit I'm
here,
okay
but if
okay
it means
that.
Earning it back, I am totally not going to run.
What is my time worth?
Yeah, what is my time worth? Exactly.
Yeah. So the Bike Kitchen is a community bike shop. We are student oriented. We function as a space where people can come and learn how to do their own bike repairs. So if you have a bicycle and it needs a little bit of love, then you can bring it in and we will help you do it yourself, which can save you a bit of money. We also have a lot of used parts available for people to use that can save you money as well. We try to make repair services accessible to students, to people who don't have a lot of cash to throw towards their bikes. At the same time, we are also a full-service bike shop with many very competent bike mechanics. So if you just want to drop your bike off and get it fixed, we are happy to do that for you as well. We stock a good range of new and used parts. We can order in pretty much anything you might need if you don't see it in stock. And if you're a UBC student, you get a 10% discount on all new parts and accessories,
wow,
which is a pretty great deal if you're doing bike repairs. And we also have a membership program, so you can buy a membership, and technically you become a member of the AMS Bike Co-op, which is, again, why our relationship is very overlappy. But if you're a member, then even if you're not a student, so if you're staff or faculty or just somebody who lives nearby, you can also take advantage of the 10% discount.
Fantastic.
And then members also get to work on their own bikes for free every Friday. So you can just come in on Friday, and it's free shop time, doing it yourself, which is pretty great. We also do a lot of recycling. So we get like bikes that are abandoned on campus that end up getting picked up by plant ops, and they get donated to us if they're unclaimed after 30 days. So we refurbish them and we sell them. And we also do a lot of donation pickups out just in Vancouver at large. So people who run stratas, condos, they will email us and say, you know, we've got 30 bikes abandoned in our bike room, and we'll go get them and we bring them back and we recycle them. So we've recycled, I think, like 3,000 pounds or kilograms of steel last year from the bicycles.
Yeah, something insane.
Yeah. So we do a lot of recycling, and then we refurbish the bikes and put them back out and give them new lives.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And if for someone else, that's like a total inconvenience. They're like, oh, yeah, Everyone left their bikes, man. I don't know what to do with them. And for you guys, you're like, yeah, Christmas.
Give us the bikes. Yes, please do.
Yeah, let's hang out. Yeah, totally. Let's see. Okay, we're going to just take a quick break to play some Bike Kitchen and Bike Co-op ads. Oh. I think they might be a little outdated, but we'll see. They could still be very relevant to the cause.
We can critique.
And then I also am going to play a song that I was reminded of throughout our conversation. It's by a local artist called Hey Ocean, and it's called Bicycle. So I thought it was very appropriate.
So for $1 for the 10% discount and the free pizza
are not enough. Here are some other bicycle-related exciting things that you could get excited about, too.
Bicycles.
All right, here we go.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
As I can go, the basket on my bicycle is hanging low. It's filled with things that I am bringing to your house. You said some strange things on the phone. I wanna know what they're about. When I get there, you are gone. Your things in boxes on your lawn.
and all the books you ever read are stacked upon your steps instead of in your room, and all your shoes are strung out on your neighbor's fence. Among all this, I find a note addressed to me. It says, leave him this place, not by choice, it's my fate. I don't wanna hurt you, not trying to desert you. Some people just won't cut out for this race. Get back on my bicycle, I'm moving slow. Never thought I'd realize the type of things I come to know. Some people just won't cut out for this type of life. To end up like their fathers with a house, a dog, two kids, a wife. The pressures of society are bound to get to you. I guess I'll have to let him go. Oh, I guess I'll cut him loose.
Ooh. All right, and we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, coming to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. We are back here talking about the Bike Kitchen and the Bike Co-op. Heard some ads there, might have really excited you about both of these. If these ladies have not helped you out enough, then hopefully the ads will. If not, then I'm doing my job wrong. And so do you want to talk about some of you want to talk about holiday hours and maybe some things coming up next year for you? What's 2016 mean?
So first thing we should probably say is if you want to come visit the Bike Kitchen, today and tomorrow are your last opportunities before January. So surprise. So we do holiday closures. We are open tomorrow, which I think is December 5th. That's going to be our last day until I think the 4th of January. So if you need anything, come now. Otherwise, we will see you in January. If you have any urgent questions, you can email us at info@thebikekitchen.com. And if we can't answer your question, we can direct you to another shop locally who is open, who we support and would recommend people to. So just so you know.
Yeah, fantastic. And it's kind of funny. You're like getting people all jazzed about the Bike Kitchen. See you in a
come
month.
Today. In 1 month.
Oh yeah. No, we'll come today. This is like an opportunity to not put off that thing that you had to do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. If all semester you've wanted to hang out at the Bike Kitchen or like get your bike fixed or something, now is the time.
Today or tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stop putting it off. Just get it done. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And so when you do open up again in January, what are some things that are going to be going on? What are some new initiatives you'll be working on?
Yeah, we're super excited. On Wednesdays, we're having a volunteer day. So instead of doing our sort of regular DIY shop time, it's going to be, the stands are going to be reserved for volunteers. So basically, that'll mean that we can do more of our bicycle recycling during shop hours. It also means that we can do some of our volunteer bike building. So basically, we build bikes for people that need them but wouldn't otherwise have access. We have a program called BC Libre that donates bikes to migrant agricultural field workers, as well as we work with Pedals for the People with the Pedal Society in East Van to donate bikes. So yeah, people can drop in and do some tasks around the shop, and once they have some more mechanical experience, help build bikes for that every Wednesday. And there's going to be workshops from 1 to 2, so a little lunchtime workshop on different bike mechanical topics.
Fantastic. And that's going to be every Wednesday?
Every single Wednesday, yeah.
Wow.
11 to 5 every
11
Wednesday.
11 to 5, yeah.
Fantastic. And that's a really great opportunity to get involved.
Totally, mm-hmm.
Jump
yeah.
in and
so
give it a shot.
Anytime you have between classes, you can just drop by. Yeah.
That's funny. Wednesday seems to be like the volunteer day. We have our volunteer drop-in, 12 to do. So what you should do is you should go to the Bike Kitchen and hang out with them. And then come over here and hang out at CITR and then go back to the Bike Kitchen.
There you go.
It's a good day.
We just planned your Wednesdays for you.
There you go.
Wednesday.
To get back and forth. Yeah.
And probably
security might
probably
not like us biking through the hallways,
biking
unfortunately.
Through the nest. They don't like a lot of things happening in the nest.
Just bike fast.
Yeah, just bike fast. They can't catch you up there in your dust. Absolutely. So any last minute things you guys want to wrap up, let people know about, like maybe where to contact you, where to find you? You're still in the old sub.
Still in the old sub. You can find out about all our programs on our website, bikecoop.ca, and check out our calendar. We have lots of group rides coming up in January as well. Yeah, and we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Oh,
so we're easy to find.
21st century.
Yeah.
Yo, hitting up all the social media. We had a group in the other night, and we were like, and we were in a song section. We're like, where should people reach you? And they're like, oh, we don't have like a Facebook page or anything. And I was like, make one right now. Make it right now, and then we can tell them about it. So they're going like this. We took a picture on the wall. Like, it was like a fully made in the 5-minute song that was in that process.
Amazing.
But you guys are way more on top of it. Totally know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we're going to take another break and play a song by We Are the City, another local band. I'm just trying to pick which one is you know, hitting my soul right now, but I might just have to pick one. Okay, that was me stalling, in case you didn't know. All right, so this is Friends Hurt by We Are the City. And when we come back, we're going to be talking and hanging out a little bit more with some CITR volunteers.
My home videos won't mean a thing in 50 years. That day will come and all I've done will render forgotten. Old VHS tapes, the broken arm and the baby. My first bike ride when my dad told me wouldn't let go of the seat. VHS videos, here he is, the man of my dreams. Now those tapes, they meant everything to me, aren't even fit for yard sale. It hurts when friends are hurting, and my friends are hurting. Surface, do you see the spawning salmon? Unaware or well aware, they're living and dying. Feel the money magic, the forest like a couch. Can you forget those days of ass daring old poplar $5 bills? It hurts when friends are hurting, and my friends are hurting. It hurts when friends are hurting. Now my friends are hurting.
You're listening to the Student Special Hour. Just before, we had the Bike Co-op and the Bike Kitchen representatives here to talk about a little bit about what you can do to get involved. We've got events. They've only got their last days that they're going to be open is today and tomorrow. So if you want to check them out, head out right now. Go right now. Go do it. Go hang out with the Bike Kitchen. They're super sweet. And now we have some volunteers in the studio. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, good.
Oh, wow. The enthusiasm.
So much yay.
The enthusiasm. Do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's go with your name and why you like to be a part of CITR. I'm putting you on the spot.
Ooh.
And your favorite type of beverage.
Oh, God.
Maybe keep it non-alcoholic.
PG-13, yeah.
I don't know.
PG-13.
PG-13 isn't really, like, to do with beverages, though. Unless we're thinking, like, a... Never mind. So, go around. Who wants to start? I can start if you guys are. Okay, and I'm Lucy. I say that a lot on the radio. I'm Lucy Clarkson. I am the student programming coordinator. I've been involved with the CITR for almost 4 years. I love it. I love it with all my heart and soul. This place is awesome. People are great, and music's great, and hanging out on the radio is fun. You basically are forced to listen to my voice, so it's kind of one of my favorite things. And then... What else was... Oh, favorite beverage. Right now, this is probably... I probably shouldn't say this because it's like plugging a corporation, but eggnog lattes, Starbucks eggnog lattes are my freaking jam right now. They make me survive the morning. Like, every time I, like, roll out of bed at, like, 8:30, I'm like, I don't think I can do this. I might die in the next, like, half an hour. Eggnog latte, and then all is right in the world.
Have you thought about how you get obsessed with certain beverages? Yeah. Like, you have, like, 2 week periods. Like,
yeah.
What was that drink you kept getting? The fog tea?
London fog.
Yeah, what?
The fog tea.
I don't know what
that was.
That
was not a, like, unusual drink, though.
I've never heard of that before.
Funny.
And you're, like, sipping
it's
it.
It's, like past barista life when you, like, know what's up. You know how to make it, so you know,
the
like,
struggle.
To pick.
Yeah.
You could pick any little. What about you, Dylan?
Oh, my name's Dylan. I'm relatively new to the CITR. And,
the
CITR, 101.9. And, my favorite thing so far, all these awesome people that I've been able to work and volunteer with. And, you know, it's a great atmosphere, great energy around here. It's literally 3 hours of training and $35 for your membership if you're not a student here.
And that's if you're not. And if you are, it's $10.
That's right. So, yeah, come on down. Magical. If you feel you're qualified. And, it's a great time. Favorite drink? I'm going to shamefully say Monster Energy.
Oh, my gosh.
The sugar-free kind, though. It's got to be the orange one. That's my jam. That's the stuff right there.
That's very specific.
Is
but
it
it's
healthy?
Good.
Probably not.
No.
But,
no, yeah. No, probably. It definitely is not.
Definitely
There's
is not.
Nothing healthy about it. Yeah, but.
All right.
Well, you know, it's it does the job, right? So
there you go.
There we go.
Alrighty.
Amazing.
Ava.
I'm Ava.
Ava.
Hello, hello. Why am I here? Because my best friend is the host of the show.
Nepotism.
No, CITR just seems like a cool little place.
Place to be.
Lucy's always been hyping it up for all these years that I've known you. So I figured now would be the time to get in on the hype, and I'm enjoying it so far.
And Ava ran an event. We had her on last week.
Right.
Wow, it feels like so long ago.
How much has happened since last week?
Yeah, seriously. Last week we had her on talking about the Scandinavian and Nordic Club because she was running this event called Dusia, and we went to it, and it was very cute.
Did you like it?
It was very cute. so she had it on there, and then right after, I get this message, and she's like, that was so cool. I want to hang out on the radio. So we're working on potentially having a show. So
yeah.
I thought I'd bring her on.
Yeah.
We can hang out and test the water, see what it feels like to be on the air.
So you just totally ruined my, like, cool rep. I was going to be all casual, like, yeah, I just...
Yeah, that's
it.
Kind of what
I
I'm here for.
Radio's cool, whatever.
That's literally, like, what I do with my life. I'm like, oh, you're pretending to
ruin
be a, like...
reps, yeah.
Pretending to have, like, safe face. I'm like, nah, tear that down.
Let me stop you right there. Favorite beverage? I'm going to have to be really boring and just also be really... Coffee right now.
Just
like,
straight
up. Just, it's finals. Like, if I could bathe in coffee, I probably would.
But you don't have, like, a specific coffee. No, I remember we got coffee the other day and you were like, do I put, like, sugar in it? Or, like, how much? Like,
they don't
is that enough?
So I usually get it with milk and sweetener, but if there's no sweetener, like, I don't know how much sugar to put in my coffee. So I was just there, like, pouring it and I was like, can someone say when? Like, what am I doing with this?
It's quite an experience.
It was,
so just
it
coffee,
was a hard time.
Straight
coffee.
Up.
Yeah, gets the job done.
Any kind.
Any kind.
Oh, wow.
Hashtag student life. Hashtag I'm poor, yeah.
It's like, if it's free, even better.
No, like, I would love that.
All right, Felix, you're looking nervous.
Hi, I'm Felix.
All righty, dude, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I'm Felix. I'm first year. So I like CITR because they have, like, three studios, and you can record stuff, and you can also, like, learn how to do a radio thing, and I would like to totally become a radio host one day.
Do a radio thing. Awesome. I love that. Do the radio thing. Yeah, totally. Yeah, it is. It is a good time. I feel like when I have people on, all of a sudden, they're like, worlds open up, and they're like, oh, it is that easy. All the way through, we had, on Wednesday, we had 24 hours of student power. I don't know why I did like a little
whisper movement.
We did 24 hours of student power on Wednesday, we had scheduled programming starting from 6 a.m. that ran actually all the way until, so it was supposed to run from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. So not quite 24 hours, but you can't actually be in the sub for most of that. Like from like 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., you can't be in the sub. So at least in this scenario, we covered the amount of 24 hours that we could. And anyway, so we had technical difficulty in the morning, so we ended up not being able to play everything that happened. But it was about 19 hours of aired fresh content, student content, all the way through the day. And in that circumstance, we had tons of different clubs through. And on the way in or on the way out, they'd be like, do you need a script? Like, what are we going to say? Like, oh, like, you know, are we going to cover this? Are we going to cover this? I'm like, oh, man, like, come on in.
Relax.
Chill. Relax. Sit back. Easy. You know, like, it was just chill. And they'd walk in, they sit down, they'd all be like, you know, panic in their eyes. And then I go, so what's your club all about? 20 minutes later, like, maybe I'd get a chance to ask the next question. Like, literally, people don't realize how easy it is to talk about, well, yourself, or talk about things that you love. And yeah, and so it's so funny how people like think that it's going to be this big onerous process, but in the end it's usually just you just show up and you get to hang out and things happen, and they're always fun. Why did I say almost always?
Let's be real.
What is this almost thing?
What is this almost thing? And so CITR are so many things that can be done, you can do, and you can do stuff on the organizational side, and you can have a show, and you can learn how to DJ. We do DJ workshops and with the EDM club, and we do, what else do we do?
Discord magazine.
Throw it out there. I wish I had candy so I could like throw candies at you guys whenever you mention something to do with CITR.
Sweet.
Like,
I would probably
candy.
Mention a lot of things, yeah, for next time.
Yeah, we'll play like a game.
Name dropping. I agree with that. That's all right.
So we'll be coming back to talk about more. Maybe we'll, in this break, we'll think of something exciting to talk to each other about instead of just going on and rambling about CITR. But as much as I love it, I don't know how much listeners love me doing this week after week, just telling everybody how much I love CITR. So we're going to be playing a song that Dylan has suggested. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, Dylan?
Yeah, so this is from a good buddy of mine's band. They're called Moose For Now, and unfortunately they are disbanded at the moment. However, the guitarist Stuart McGinley, he's still active and still creating some stuff behind the scenes, doing his thing. And Stu, if you're listening, how's it going, man? Here's your song, The Hoo Hoo by Moose For Now. CITR.
CITR.
From the dying of the time of the man or the woman or the air for a while to put their hands in the air. Take it back, take it to the time of the feeling of the man he wanted to buy or the air. Cause I see hell wanted, she needed her. She held up, cared for, she prayed for her. Hey.
Humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
ITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We know how magnets work.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every...
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Hey.
And we're back as my volunteers are not playing by radio rules. I'm just kidding. I didn't really give you any indication that we were coming back. So we were thinking of things to talk about that would be relevant to this time. And one suggestion I thought that was quite good was favorite study spaces. What are everyone's favorite study spaces? I almost don't want to say mine because I don't want people to like go
like,
there.
Genuinely, it's almost like...
The Beanbag Lounge, right here in the nest.
Yes!
It's perfect. It's comfortable. Wait, and
did you steal that from me? Have I told you about the Beanbag Lounge?
Is this your space, Lucy?
This is my freaking... I want to swear on radio. That's how excited I am about this space. I love it so much. I nap there. I, like, eat food there. It's, like, my home. I build... Like, sometimes I'll come up there, like, especially progressively into the exams, and people will, like, have taken couches and, like, put them in a corner and, like, put a beanbag in the middle and, like, put, like, jackets over, and I'm like, whoa, commitment.
But with a full-on tent.
Yeah. They, like, get really dedicated to the cause. I'm usually just, like, I need my beanbag. I need my corner. I need the corner pointing, like, to a wall so people don't watch me nap.
He looks so cozy, though. Yeah,
I know. I'm
looks
just, like...
so... I get, like, these... Lucy sends me, like, Snapchats, and I'm like, I kind of want to be there. And then she's like, I'm on campus. And I'm like, I don't want to be there.
I don't want to be there.
I take that back.
And my friend from the station, Elizabeth, I told her about it, and she needed to do some work, so we both were going out there. And I was after, like, a really long day, and she was talking on the phone with a friend, so I was, like, not that motivated to, like... I was like, okay, I'll just, like, sit in this corner, like... do my homework. Like, it didn't need to be, like, responsible to anyone. You know what I mean? Because she was, like, doing her thing. And so I was like, yeah. And then I, like, slipped down and down and down in this beanbag chair until the, like, my, like, papers were, like, resting on my chest. And I was just, like, napping. And almost, like, an hour later, she pokes me. She's like, I'm going to go. But I didn't want you to wake up and be scared. And I was like, thanks. Which was really cute. But, yeah, I, like, napped for a whole hour. And this was, like, the poor choice on... geography in terms of, like, where I was in this little, like, I think it's, like, the nest of the nest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I sat, like, right on the back wall, and so when I was sleeping, like, everyone coming in could see, you know what I mean?
How can you even, like, fall asleep in public?
It's
like,
a superpower.
Do you sleep on the bus, too?
Yeah.
Damn.
I sleep everywhere.
That's trusting.
That's impressive.
Oh, no, you got to do it a certain way. You get your, like, backpack, like, maybe, like, between your knees or, like, hooked into your arms, and then you have, like, a jacket with a hood, and you put the hood, like, over your face, and then you lean on the window.
Oh, you thought this through, like,
yeah.
I traveled Europe doing this shit. I will, like, sleep anywhere. It's the best.
What cracks me up is that you live on Maine. Like, you don't exactly live in, like, Coquitlam. Like, it's not, like, a long bus ride. Like,
I very rarely actually sleep on the 99 home. I slept more on the 99 here than on the way home. On the way home, I'm like, I'm heading home. It's all good. When I'm on the way here, I'm like, oh, I have to go to class. So I just, like, nap it out. There's times that I've been in the middle of the, like, you in the back of the 99, you know, when you're, like, not against a wall or anything, and I've fallen asleep. Just do the, like, little nod forward.
That's doing amazing.
Little nods, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's better that you fall asleep going to class rather than it being a late night and you're on the night bus, and next thing you know, you miss your stop. And
I've done that.
That's happened. I've
that is upsetting.
Done it too many times, more than I'd, like, care to share, but, you know.
I feel that.
It's a thing.
I take the downtown bus home from my other work, and often I'll get off at, like, Fraser and 18th, and I'm like, oops. So I gotta walk all the way back down to Main and 8th, and it's like, now people know. Now the radio knows where I live. And and I've gotta walk all the way down, and it's like, yeah, it's quite a move. It's quite a walk at night.
I believe it. That's cool.
This is really quality radio, hey? Just, like, me talking about my naps.
Favorite study spots.
What else? Nest on the nest?
Nestception.
Oh, I'm getting mad at everyone, and it's my phone. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
What do you think?
I'm definitely a kind of corner kind of girl. Like, we're talking basements, like, no cell reception, almost, like, no
internet. Oh, yeah,
corner station. Like, just, like, complete, because I can't be distracted. Like,
no,
ideally,
definitely.
I don't want to know what time it is out there. It's like a casino, but filled with knowledge.
Totally.
I like that.
Whoa. Dropping some
that
word
was
bombs.
Deep. Yeah.
Casino with knowledge, is that what you said?
It's like a casino with knowledge. Casino and casinos, you don't know.
Yeah.
A wealth of knowledge.
Oh.
Ooh. All right.
Well,
I'm
look at
listening.
These.
Yeah.
We got some radio people being born in this studio. Felix, you've been a little quiet. What are you thinking? Favorite study spots?
I'm first year, so I haven't really studied.
Honesty.
Yes.
Honest. Honest. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know where to study. You guys should tell me.
Yeah. Kerners, Law Library.
Oh, Law Library is really nice. It's also, like, a little bit over the top. I'm going to put that out there. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't have any drinks in there. And, like, there is this lady that will come up and shout at you.
I don't like that. I'm not a fan of that. I like my drinks. I like my snacks when I'm studying.
She lays down the law, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that is the sole purpose of her existence. Like, she walks around and tells people, like, is that a soft drink? Put it away. And you're like, I'm sorry.
Is that
Felix,
a drink?
Are you in Vanier or Totem?
I'm in Vanier.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you're in Totem, Forestry is a good one.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Good nap spot, apparently, too. People always, our old roommate used to, like, fall asleep there all the time. He was a forestry student, to be fair, but, yeah.
If it's nice out, the Nitobe Memorial Garden. You know,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
A little gazebo there. Just kinda,
yeah, during the summer months.
Totally.
Oh, you could study there?
Yeah. You just hang out there. I've had lunch there. Yeah.
I've never even been there. I feel like the opening hours are really weird. I
yeah.
wish it opens, like, closed.
I just feel like there's so many nooks and crannies of UBC that, like, need to be nooks and crannies of UBC
yeah,
that need
so
to be
true.
Taken advantage of. They're, like, super sweet options.
The hidden gems.
The hidden gems of UBC. Any last study spots that we could think
Starbucks.
Of?
Starbucks.
Starbucks. In the village? Or
I mean, that one works too, but me personally, like,
just overall,
not being a student, the one, like, right off Granville Island there, it's got these few cozy chairs.
Okay,
are you guys sponsored by Starbucks? Is my question.
And Aquabus, too, apparently.
And Aquabus,
today.
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out to Aquabus.
That.
Shout out to Aquabus.
$8 for a mini cruise around Falls Creek.
Oh my god, you're doing it.
No shame in your game.
Wow. I love it.
Wow.
Alrighty, well, if we haven't bored you to tears yet talking about studying. That's all that's really on our minds today. So unfortunately, that's just sort of the way it goes.
It is that time of year.
That's that time of year.
The cookie crumbles. Ladies and gents.
Oh, that's quite an interesting way to end things. That is the way the cookie crumbles, I guess. We're going to finish off with one of my favorite tunes. It's probably a song that if you listen to this show a lot, that you probably have heard before, which I doubt anyone does. I feel like that was a really optimistic statement that people would listen to this show regularly. I'm not hating, I'm just saying listening to this like the same, that would be a commitment, and I don't know if like I'm there yet with my listeners, you know, we haven't had the talk yet, so.
We haven't quite had that talk.
We talk about a lot of things, but it's just not quite there. It's a song called Shoes Grow Smaller, and it's by a friend of mine's band. I don't really stand by the playing only students on this show. So this one is they are students, some of them, but they're just not students at UBC. Most of them, I think, are Capilano students. And it's pretty good track. They won second on the Peak Performance Project last year, and I've always been a big fan. So we're going to just finish off with Derival. And thank you for all of the lovely volunteers for coming to join me.
Lucy, thank you very much for having us on the show, and look forward to more opportunities in the future.
I don't know why I always laugh when you do that. It's always like you turn on your radio voice, you're like, I appreciate all the people coming to us.
Thank you, Lucy Clarkson.
Thank you. And have a good night.
Tune in next week on.
That should be next time. We should work on our radio voices.
Are we still on air?
Do you guys want to do that? Do you want to say something like in a radio voice? Like, what is your, say something like, you are listening to CITR 101.9.
And thank you very much, Vancouver. We are concluding the show. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, I love it.
The mic.
Okay, sweet. So we're just going to finish off with this last song. And this is Derival with Shoes Grow Smaller. Thank you for listening. This is the Student Special Hour. Next up, we have Nelly with the Cat's Pajams.